Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Black, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the CQP. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by. Remember, if you missed any of these shows in their entirety, you guys know that you can listen to them on Stitcher, Apple Music, and Blog Talk Radio. But we have a fantastic guest. He was down at the College Gridiron Showcase. It's none other than the Western Kentucky Hilltopper standout defensive back. Also, honorable mention, Conference USA the last two seasons, none other than Trey Meadows. Trey, welcome to the program. How's today treating you?
Appreciate having me. Since the program, everything's been going really well. My training, I really take it really seriously. I'm down here in Atlanta, Georgia right now.
What where are you at? Where are you training in Georgia?
It's about 15 minutes out in the town Marietta. It's called DSA. It's Dynamics of Speed and Agility.
How long you been down there for, Trey?
I've been down here since January 11th.
January 11th. And then you spent a week in Fort Worth, and then you're back in Georgia. So let me ask you this. So you've been working diligently since January 11th. Are you looking in the mirror a little bit more, seeing the results of that hard work every single day?
Of course, every day. I really focus on getting better, really focusing on the little details. When I went to the showcase, I was able to see the film of myself once everything was recorded and sent out. So I was able to critique the things that I felt like I was doing wrong and making my strengths stronger. And
that's excellent. And I'm curious, what was it like? I mean, you were down there, you know, Wednesday from basically 2 in the afternoon to 11 p.m. You guys were upstairs. The conference room was filled with over 100 NFL scouts. What was it like for them, for you, I should say, to just let them know you as a man? You know, they know who you are. Oh, we just lost Trey. Hopefully we get him back. And he was down there, you know, and if you're not familiar, the College Gridiron Showcase, a little bit different from the All-Star Games. It's more of they call it a showcase. They don't really play a game at the end. And we just got Trey back on the line, so we're going to talk to him. We're getting him back into the call queue. Trey, are you with us, my man?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got a little back.
You're good, man.
In the area, man.
No, you're good. What was it like being able to interact with all those NFL scouts at the showcase and just to let them know who you are?
It was a great experience. Just being able to showcase what I was, my abilities and what I'm able to do, what I'm able to bring to the game. And then, of course, just preparing myself for when my pro day comes, and then I'll be around those same familiar faces that see me out there. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like it was a great opportunity. Anybody who has the chance and anybody who was already in the showcase once before, I think they can say that it's a really great opportunity to showcase yourself coming from not necessarily small schools, but if you didn't get the attention that you wanted, and then they was able to bring a lot of eyes out there so they can see what you were
able to do. Definitely well said, Trey. I mean, you should be a spokesman for the GC the CGS, man. That's a great compliment. And you're exactly right. Any prospect, that's what it is. I mean, you need that interaction. And, you know, that goes a long way for them to look you in the eye, shake your hand, know who you are. They know who you are. You know, they see the tape, and that's why you're invited down there. You've had a great career. You started out at NC State. You did the JUCO. And it's so funny is we had Dedrick Mills on earlier today. We have two Garden City kids on in the same day. And, I didn't put two and two together until I realized it. But, you know, it's just, you know, every path is different to get here. But you end up at Western Kentucky. You have success. how easy of a transition was it from, you know, leaving the JUCO and then just kind of stepping in to the Hilltoppers defense? And I think you played all 13 games your first year, but you had no setbacks. How comfortable did you feel making that transition?
I felt really comfortable. Me and the DC at the time, Coach Clayton White, we already had a connection because when I was in high school, he was trying to recruit me to come to NC State when he was the safeties coach. And then I had ended up out of high school. I had ended up going to the Naval Academy, but I had went to the Naval Prep School in Rhode Island first. So I was still able to get recruited and still be contacted by college coaches because I wasn't actually in Annapolis yet. So with that,
okay,
he was still reaching out to me, and then I was able to receive a scholarship, and then I went to NC State. And then once he left there, and I had transferred from NC State to junior college, that's when he became the defensive coordinator at Western Kentucky. So then he still was reaching out to me, got in contact with me, and ever since then it's been the same style of defense that I was already in at NC State. So everything, it really wasn't much of a big adjustment. It was just, you know, more so relearning the playbook and actually like honing in on like little specific details.
Fair enough. I think what teams love about you, I mean, everybody likes a long corner. I mean, you've got that long frame. You got great skills in that aspect. Growing up, I mean, how did you kind of find yourself leaning towards that defensive side of the ball? I'm sure you played many positions throughout your football life, but how did you know the DB was going to be the position to get you the farthest?
I said most inspiration came from my brother. I mean, growing up, of course, I played both sides of the ball. Pretty much played every position, even tight end. And I was just skin and bones. But I just felt like I'd rather hit somebody than get hit too. And then, of course, like I said, the first time, my brother, he was a big inspiration. He played free safety. So that was like kind of what I modeled. And then I just fell in love with the craft of it because it's different to play DP. Like you can, it's really an athletic position.
It is. I mean, I think every position's hard, isn't it? But I think for a DB to have to cover the receivers that you have to, and the way the rules are set up to kind of cater to the offensive side of the ball, I mean, it's a tricky position where we all know you have to have that short memory. What's it like being against you? I mean, just hypothetically, it's 3rd and 8. I'm lining up against you. I mean, what kind of mentality do you have? I mean, are you a trash talker? You just kind of let your play speak for itself? What's it like? 3rd and 8, critical down. We need to move the chains. I'm lining up against Trey Meadows right now. What's it like?
I would say I'm a little bit of a trash talker, but I don't really talk trash too much. But I do here and there, you know what I'm saying? Getting receivers here, you got to know in the right time. But, of course, my playability. I have the mentality of, like, we have to get off the field. Like, most defenses, they consider third down as the money down because that's when you get paid, because you get paid to get off the field. That's what defense do. You get the ball back to the offense. So just having that mentality, like, I can't lose, I have to win. And then it's not more so me playing a receiver. It's just me putting myself in the best position and the best situation to make the play.
Fair enough. Well said. And I'm curious. I mean, I apologize for not knowing, but the defensive system you ran at the Hilltoppers, I mean, what were you most prominent in terms of coverage, and what's your favorite style that you like to be in when you are playing defensive back or nickel?
We play a lot of we played zone, but it was zone with man presence. We was quarters defense.
Okay.
You go on the film and you can see that. But we was a quarters defense, and but it still had man principles to it, so we still was able to press as if like we were in man. So I guess I like playing zone. You know what I'm saying? Because you have eyes on the quarterback, and then that's most of the time you can be able to make the plays because everything is in front of you. You can break on it. But, like, just playing, man,
right.
You know, just playing, having that competition, that edge, you know what I'm saying? It's not really a 50-50 ball, you know what I'm saying? I have to win every time mentality, you know. So I feel like either just playing zone to where I can make plays or, like, you know what I'm saying, just just to be able to showcase who I am as a player when I play man, you know, it's just either
yeah,
or.
Definitely.
I wouldn't necessarily I favor one over the other.
Fair enough. Once again, Trey Meadows, the standout from Western Kentucky here on the C2P. Again, if you folks miss any of these shows in their entirety with our featured guests, Apple Music, Stitcher, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to these 2021 NFL draft prospects as they make their path towards the next level. I ask every guy that comes on the show, Trey, if we threw you in the film room with these scouts and they're breaking down the tape, I use the words your hallmark home run abilities. What do you think they're going to love about you that helps you get on that 53-man roster?
They're going to love my IQ. They're going to see how smart I am, and then they're going to see that I'm able to understand the defense. And then once I, you know what I'm saying, once they see that I'm able to understand the defense, then they can see that I'll be able to put myself in the best position to help the team win and to make plays, create turnovers.
Fair enough. Well said, well said. How about this one? Anything go unnoticed? Sometimes the defense you run, you don't blitz enough, you're not in a certain coverage. Maybe you're a weight room warrior, team captain, film junkie, community service. I mean, what other things, accolades, abilities that you bring that we can't see on tape that are also a big bonus and a big help for you to get drafted?
Study very, the better you know your opponent, you know what I'm saying, the better off you be able in certain situations. You know, football is broken down into situations. So you have to know the situation. So once you know the situation, then you'll be able to put yourself in the best position. So I guess I consider myself a film junkie. And then as far as like getting just that extra work, just the extra little details, just the extra time, maybe it'd be extra 10 minutes after practice that you just work on catching or, you know what I'm saying, working on high point of ball. You know, that extra 10 minutes will add up over time.
Nice. And it does. I'm so glad you brought that. Yeah, that extra 10 minutes does add up over time. I mean, great, great, great perspective there, Trey. We're almost out of time, but how about outside of the game of football, what other aspects of life do you love? I mean, when you're just chilling out, relaxing with family or friends, I mean, what do you love doing besides playing the game of football?
I like to play the game. I like to play Call of Duty. I like to play 2K. And, you know, me being a football player, you expect me to play Madden a lot, but I really don't play Madden a lot. But I can play it, but I don't really play it too much. I'm a big Call of Duty guy. 2K guy.
Yeah.
Or just sitting around watching Netflix, watching movies, watching shows.
Fair enough, fair enough. And how about this? We always like to end the show with some lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
All right, go ahead.
All right. How about this? Any game day superstitions? Anything you do religiously every Saturday before you suit up?
Game day... I would say I would get dressed the same way every game. Like, I always put my pants on first or, like, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. And then it was this shirt that I would wear that from the Bible, you know what I'm saying, you put on the whole armor of God, and it had that scripture on the back of the shirt. So I would wear that every game. So, you know, I'm putting on the whole body of armor of God, so I'm protected when I go into this game from injury, you know, and just know that God is with me.
I like that. I like
so
that, man.
That
no, you brought a
best,
lot of...
That would be the best superstition.
I like it. How about this one? Let's see. What do we have? DBs, how about Coach Helton? Any pet peeves? Was there anything that kind of would get him going? Maybe a practice, something... Where, you know, not something serious, but, you know, I know a lot of times maybe if your shirt's untucked or something like that. I mean, what was that one thing that you guys maybe would have laughed about off the field that you know would set Coach off maybe during practice?
I really don't know. Only time he would, like, really get on is if we, like, mess up too many times or, like, we don't go full speed in practice. You know what I'm saying? Go hard every rep. But I wouldn't necessarily
okay.
say it was like any pet peeves or anything like that that he would do on the field, other than like he was saying, like, you know, we got to be dressed a certain way at practice. So I guess you could say that, you know, like we couldn't just wear anything out there that we wanted everybody had to kind of look the same.
Fair enough. And then the final one, definitely. Most of the guys I asked that question is kind of like the response. You know, it's more of a, you know, we had Chris Evans on last night from Michigan, and he said Harbaugh would just, he said it was amazing Harbaugh would be 100 yards away and notice if your shirt was on top. It's just kind of funny what the coaches see. But how about this one, the final one for you before we let you go, Trey, and we do appreciate you stopping by our show. The draft's right around the corner. I assume you're going to be with family and friends as you celebrate the next step of your football life. But with that said, who's the best cook of your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that day?
The best cook. I'm about to say my grandma. My grandma for sure. And I would love for her to make a sweet potato pie.
There you go. But, you know, when grandma's doing it, you know it's on another level. So, Trey, hey, great stuff. Pleasure to meet you down at the Gridiron Showcase, and we just can't wait to find out where you land. But, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by our show.
I appreciate it. Y'all be blessed as well.
Thank you. Once again, Trey Meadows, the Western Kentucky Hilltopper standout defensive back, two-time conference honorable mention. And, again, this guy got a nice pulse to him. Great length, great, you know, he got a nice bend to him. You know, he can move those hips. And, like I said, I really thought he did himself some good down at the showcase. Really a good stepping stone. He mentioned that during, you know, a little bit of a, not a small school, but when you're not on that grand stage, you need all the exposure. And with that said, I really believe Meadows did a hell of a job in terms of, you know, putting the arrows in the right draft trajectory of having a great week down in Fort Worth. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.